Welcome to the Main Yarn Podcast. We're at episode 78. Hi, I'm Julie.
And I'm Jen.
And we're brought to you by Knitwit Yarn Shop.
Yes, we are.
As almost ever. As we ever were, almost. Yes.
Here.
Jen is representing Knitwit Yarn Shop. Oh, and I am too.
Yeah. Ta-da. And show them the other side, though.
The other side. Fancy. Says Main Yarn Podcast.
Yeah.
You too can be the proud owner of one of these. Anyway, we're going to talk about a bunch of things. What kind of segments do we have today, Jen?
Oh, see, now we're talking too loud. The dogs know we're here. What we are wearing.
We'll talk about some finished objects.
What we're working on.
Mm-hmm. And we will talk about what we want to work on next, as always.
And shop talk.
Yeah. Oh, making
good
stuff.
Good shop
talk. Yeah.
I have some getting technical. I may not wait till the end, though. I may wait till I'm doing it in this project and demonstrate as we go. So that'll be the floating round.
Okay.
Just to make it interesting.
The floating segment.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So what are you wearing today, Julie?
I am wearing a very old, honestly, sweater I made. I have no idea how many years ago. But it's made from the great Ann Budd's... knit your own sweater in various sizes, in any size and any gauge, basically. And I'm not sure it's exactly a pattern from that book, but it's very similar. I think she has one just like this that's a sweater, not a cardigan.
Nice.
I think I made it into a cardigan, but maybe I just followed her pattern. I can't remember. But anyway, thank you as always, Ann Budd. Mm-hmm. Should I do the next thing too?
Sure. Why not?
And then, I can't remember if I've worn this on the podcast before, but this is the Winter Spice Shawl, which was a Madeline Tosh advent kit from a few years ago that I got from Knitwit, of course.
I made the same.
Yes.
Oh, no, yours is knit. I did the crochet version.
Yes.
So it looks pretty similar.
Yeah, I
did. But same colors, obviously.
Yeah. It is great. I love the colors.
Yeah.
It goes with everything.
Nice.
What are you wearing?
I am wearing my Knitwit t-shirt, which is... available on our website. I love this color, though. This is a great pink color.
Yeah.
This is the one you can only get online. We don't... sometimes we do, but I don't know that we have any of this pink in stock right now. And then I am wearing one of my butterfly shawls. This is the second butterfly shawl I made. It's all these gorgeous short rows. Yes, I loved it, though. It was so much fun using the short rows.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard once you just kind of get into the swing of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is done. My solid color is Dirty Water Dye Works Lillian, and my changing color is two different skeins of Wonderland Yarn Blossoms, which are these big gorgeous cakes that kind of change colors as you go.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always reminds me how I need to finish mine.
you have one.
Yeah.
One started. Okay. Well, they're a lot of fun once you just get into it.
There was a mistake that I kept making again and again, so I put it in timeout, and it's been in timeout for years. It needs to come back out.
It's learned its lesson.
Maybe there's hope for it yet.
Yeah. All right. I have no finished objects this month. I have been very monogamous-ish with my knitting projects. I've been sort of multi-craftual, though, so I've been doing a bunch of different crafts, but for knitting, I've been going to town on this thing, which I'll talk about in what we're working on, but make some great progress. So yeah, it's sort of a new me, almost.
Yeah, new you.
Yeah, but I've been doing it for a little while, so I just don't like to follow right on the trend, so I started early. But you have finished a couple things.
Yeah, at least a couple, because I'm in the mitten knitting situation. And I think I talked about I had some knitastrophes last month that kind of slowed me down in getting my pattern worked out. I kept going back and redoing and going back and redoing. But I have, what is that, seven additional finished objects?
Yes.
Since last we spoke.
Any that aren't mittens?
Any that aren't mittens. There's one that's not mittens.
Okay.
One was a hat. But they were all gifts for people.
You
for other people.
Much more generous than me. This is...
Only once a year am I generous.
Okay. This is just my projects.
But lots of mittens. I will say, because I'm not going to get to it in there's no catastrophe for this. But I will say, like, one of the yarns I used, you know, I talked a few months ago about how I organized my whole stash, and I'm very excited about it.
Yes.
And I've got the yarn sorted by yarn weight. And I was like, oh, I need more DK yarn. I really need more DK yarn. Then I went to look, because I started in sock or fingering yarn, and then I realized I was way behind. I was never going to finish. So I switched to DK at some point
right.
over the last 30 days. But I found this. This is Schachenmeier Regia. If you look at it, you can see there's a picture of a sock on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was organizing my stash, I put it in with the sock yarns. But it's actually a DK weight. So I was actually really happy to find that, because I started to use it for some of the mittens. But yes, be cautious. If just because there's a sock on the yarn band doesn't mean it's sock weight yarn, I guess. Key learning there.
All right. And all right. So 6 pairs of mittens mm-hmm. and a hat in yeah. 1 month.
Yep.
You're nuts.
Yeah, but we already knew that.
Yes, okay. Fair enough.
We'll talk a little bit more about that later. Other reasons why Julie is nuts.
Okay.
But let's go on to what we're working on, because I can't wait to hear more about that.
Yes.
Gorgeous sweater.
So this sweater is mostly Melanie Berg's Desperate Housewife. And I am making it with an advent kit from 2023. Nice. This is Emma's Yarns advent kit.
Yeah.
Look at how far this goes. It just keeps going and going. all 25 colors. Yeah. It made this gorgeous rainbow. This is the order they came out. I just kept opening one and mm-hmm. putting it next. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Melanie Berg's original pattern has these stripes being thicker, mm-hmm. 10 stripes long. I also changed the, I did a lot of changing.
Yeah.
The original pattern, I think it was sport, and this is DK, so yeah. I had to make some changes to the gauge. Mm-hmm. It seems to be fitting okay, though. And then the original stripes were all 10 long, but
10 rows
deep. But yeah. then as soon as I got, as soon as it started increasing enough to go over my shoulders, like, I couldn't anymore. So I
changed. You ran out of yarn.
Yes. Yeah. For some of these that were here up above mm-hmm. before the sleeves, I ran out of yarn. So I had to switch it down to 6 eventually, mm-hmm. 6 rows. And now I just started on the sleeves. And I have these little balls of yarn left. and so I had to, like, chop them in half and see how far I could go. The first round I got 5 out of. Hopefully I can get 5 out of all of them. So mm-hmm. it's just one round thinner than the stripes on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I'll try not to stand like perfectly straight and still so they won't see that they don't line up exactly.
Just have your arms in constant movement when you're wearing the sweater.
I will. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay. It'll get lots of exercise. But one thing I'm doing now, so the rest of the body, this was a cardigan that was knit flat, so I'll have to pick up an edge here, but that means I mm-hmm. was knitting and purling, mm-hmm. and so all of my rows, there's not like a jug at the end of the round.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm doing my sleeves in the round, though,
yeah.
and this is the getting technical part. I'm just going to mm-hmm. throw it in right here.
Okay. That fits.
Yes. So I'm going to switch cameras.
Because we have the technology.
Fancy like this. Okay.
Yeah,
you can see my yarn and my soda here. Okay. all we need.
And the edge of the computer.
Yeah.
It's all
perfect.
Important. Yep.
So, I am. So, if you think about. I'll switch back for a second, sorry, as I talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
As you think about knitting in the round, it's not like a stack of donuts, right?
Yeah.
Like each round isn't its own.
It's a spiral.
Flat. Yeah. So they spiral up. Mm-hmm. So when you get to, if you're doing stripes in mm-hmm. the round,
yeah.
when you get to the end of one round, you're going to go from one color to the next, like right mm-hmm. next to each other. And your circles will look kind of, that'll be jogs, right?
Yeah.
And so what you want to do, there's a few different methods to do this. I'm going to show you one that's super easy. Mm-hmm. This is for a jogless join, it's called. You could just Google that too. This is when you have at least 2 rows in your stripes. So I'm on my gray row here, and I've already done, I'm almost to the end of this gray row. So this is my first one. I just knit it normally. Knit along. And that one's going to get all wonky because it's at the end of my row. Pull that tight. Okay, so here I'm on my second round of my new color, mm-hmm. which in this case is this gray color. You're going to take the stitch from below. Somehow, you can get in there. Okay. And you're going to put it up on your needle. So basically coming up from the row below it. You see that okay?
Yeah, it's very and small. Unfortunately, you're doing this in a small yarn. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it's we go. Okay. That's better.
It's not that small. Okay. So we're going to come up again.
There we go.
You want to grab the stitch below it.
Yeah.
Put it on the needle and knit those two stitches together. One note is that I'm using two strands of the gray. That's why you might see two stitches, but it's really just one. And then you keep going. Yeah. And so that makes it look like...
So you caught it up, mm-hmm. basically.
And so now I don't have a jog there.
Yep.
So that's nice. Fun. That's my getting technical tip for the day.
Very nice.
So... And yes, so then I'm making this is mm-hmm. the point of this segment. I'm making this out of my advent kit in DK. If you love these colors, I have to say we do have one set left. I still have one in the fingering weight.
Yeah.
And because I'm not starting extra projects, I haven't taken it home for myself yet. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of cool patterns. Laura Nelkin made a gorgeous one specifically for the Emma's Yarn fingering mm-hmm. weight or DK weight set. Mm-hmm. So that might be another project if nobody takes that off my hands for me, please. I don't need any more projects. Anyway, and the solid color, I'm using two strands of Little Fox Vixen because that is a fingering weight and mm-hmm. I'm holding it double to get more like a DK.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
Nice.
And this has taken, I don't know, 95% of my knitting time this month. And that's how I've gotten through most so of much. A cardigan yeah. since December 1st.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm in love with these colors. I cannot wait to wear this. So.
It's great.
How about you? What are you working on?
So right now I'm working on a pair of mittens. Surprise, surprise.
Wow.
I know.
You're really breaking out.
I know. It's my dad's birthday in 2 days, and they're definitely not... They might be done in 2 days, but they're not going to be in England in 2 days.
No, probably not. But, unless you get on a plane now and work on them as you're going with them.
But
no.
Consistently, everything has been late this year, this season, so he will get... But, you know, they do go... I will say... I'm quite happy with DK because it's not junky, it's not a bulky weight, it doesn't feel like it's somebody DK made day. You something. Yeah, it is. It doesn't feel like somebody made you something out of a really quick knit up yarn, and yet it's not quite as crazy as fingering. So
yeah.
I'm happy with DK for these projects right now.
That's a good point. DK is very nice.
Mm-hmm. It's like the perfect, the happy medium, as it were. So yeah, I'm working on that, and it's going to be hopefully a nice contrast between these two colors. This is pumice in Dirty Water Dye Works Lucia or Lucia, depending on if you want to say it the Italian or English way.
Okay. I mean, she's from Boston. How do you say it the Boston way?
The Boston? I don't know. Lucia. I don't know. I don't know how you say it in Boston. I can only say names that have a strong middle A like Mac and Matha. For Boston. But anyway, sorry people. So this is colorway pumice and this is number 2 pencil. This is yellow.
Perfect.
And together I think they're going to be really nice. I have a very messy swatch, so forgive my messy swatch, but I knitted it in the round and then I cut through all the colors.
The secondary camera here.
It really just looks like Space Invaders right now.
I think it's pretty cool.
But so I haven't really figured out which pattern it's going to be, but it might be like all diamonds or something.
Yeah, I like it. You should design a Space Invader sweater. That would be cool.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of Gen Xers who would really love that.
Yeah, I can think of someone who might get a version of this that's more Space Invader-y. Yeah, we'll see. But yes, I love this. And the good thing about Dirty Water Dye Works Lucia or Lucia DK, is it's also 25% nylon, if I remember right, which is great for mittens, because then you're not going to get holes in the thumb and stuff like you normally would.
All right.
If you wear them all. So that's what I'm working on. Awesome. And that's it. That's it, because I'm trying to, like, get these done.
All right. I've got a couple other things I'm working on.
Okay. What else?
So my next thing is my temperature blanket for the year.
Yeah.
And this is how far I've gotten through yesterday. This is mostly at this point Quince and Company Wimbrel, which is a cotton yarn. So it's going to be a cotton blanket, which will be nice and cool.
Yeah.
I'm doing one round per day.
Yeah.
And based on the temperature, and I got all nerdy and I made a spreadsheet, which I put the details of on Ravelry. So in case you want to use my colors, you could. Yeah. But so one color per day, one round per day based on...
Which is a square, just to be clear. A round in this situation is actually a square.
Because of the pattern, yes. Yeah. But it goes all the way around.
Okay.
And so that's going to be 31 rounds this month, and then I'll do a couple of rounds of white, and so they'll get them all to 33 according to Tony Lipsy's pattern. But it's been a lot of fun. This is called the linen stitch in crochet, so a linen square. It's a Tony Lipsy temperature blanket pattern, but I picked my own colors and made my own ranges of colors because she is in an area that is warmer than here. So if I used hers, like, I would all be in the same color so far. I don't think she goes much below 30.
Yeah.
I forget what it was, but she's definitely somewhere warmer than us. So I had to do some, I think I, what I use, like 11 colors, just so I have a lot of variation. I'm also going to do it based on where I am that day so that it's, like if I go on vacation, I might have like a couple, you know, a week of hot temperatures or something in the middle of a coldness. So that'd be a fun thing there.
And it's worth pointing out, since we have listeners, viewers outside the US, that when you say below 30, you're talking Fahrenheit.
I am talking Fahrenheit.
So 32 Fahrenheit, think 0 Celsius or centigrade. And here, I don't know if you can see any snow in the background, but there is, there's like a dusting of snow out there. In Maine, it doesn't get... It does get above freezing in the winter.
Yeah.
But not, I would say the majority of the time, it's around or below freezing. So we tend to get snow and then it sticks around forever.
Yeah. So just around 30, maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a little below freezing. And yeah. And then in the summer, you know, it's not going to get as hot as other places. So I think I made 90, like my highest. And I think 20 and below I made for my coldest, or 19 and below was my coldest, and then I just did a range in between there.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's been fun. And then you said you're not working on anything else, so I have one more.
Yeah.
So this is going to, this, I'm designing a hat. I'm using Vintage Chunky because people have been coming into the shop a lot and wanting a chunky hat pattern. So I'm making a beanie out of chunky yarn. And it's getting there. It's almost done-ish. I just have and I'll do a little video that shows how we do the tops on two circulars. So if you want to make a hat and you don't want to deal with double-pointed needles, this will be your pattern.
Please don't use double points.
Or you can do it for any, right? Most patterns say switch to double points.
Yeah.
But basically the point is when your circle gets too small to fit on your needles.
Like when I get to the top of my mittens, for example, I'll do that.
Yeah. So you could switch to double points and then you can go as small as you want. There's a few different methods for small small circumference knitting.
Yeah.
And it's two circulars, double points. You've got two circulars right there. What else? A magic loop, which I find annoying.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And you could use the flexi flips too.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a hybrid between a couple of those.
Yeah.
So lots of different ways. I will make a demo video showing the two circulars when I get to the top of this hat, which should be soon. So keep an eye out for that if you're interested.
The children's mittens that are in my list for Grace were made with two circulars the whole way up because they're much smaller than adult mittens.
Gotcha. That's smart. Yep. And you use that method on your socks too, right?
Yep. When I need to. Most of the time I'm using my sock size needles, but...
Yep. For the heels, or the toes and the heels, right?
Just the toe. Because the heel is worked back and forth.
I thought there was one point where you need that second, maybe to hold.
Yeah, you could use it to hold. But you could use a stitch holder, too.
Okay. So. All right, so we're going to see if this a little bit of yarn is going to be enough for five rows. You'll be, maybe you'll see if we can...
Maybe we'll find out on this podcast.
We'll see.
Stay tuned later as Jen finds out if she has enough yarn.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. It's sort of scary. Maybe I'll make my tail real short.
Yeah, maybe.
This isn't even the one. Before we started, we divided a bunch in half, and the last one we did really felt shorter than the rest. So we'll see. I might have kind of crooked sleeves and arms, but... That's okay.
It's okay because you'd be waving them around the whole time you were in the sweater, so
nobody will know.
Yep.
All right, so that's Barocco Vintage Chunky that I'm designing that hat in, and if I just get around to it and put this gorgeous sweater down, I will finish it very soon.
Yeah, nice.
All right, so how about a word from our sponsor?
Yeah, word from our sponsor. So Knitwit Yarn Shop is Maine's premier yarn destination. We were just there on Saturday.
In the flood.
In the flood and in the flush. We are located at 34 Danforth Street in Portland, Maine, and it's just steps away from the working waterfront. Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. We carry the big national brands as well as the latest indie dyed yarns. Plus, we are the original flagship store for Maine's own Quince and Company.
That's not Quince.
It's not. I picked up the wrong thing. Oh, Vixen. Over there. I can't reach it.
Yeah, this one's Quince. Sorry.
Quince and Company. If you can't make it in, you can shop our full inventory, including these lovely t-shirts, at knitwitportland.com. And also follow us on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
And if you're on Threads, which is the new version of Twitter that Instagram came out with, we're there now too.
Okay.
More of a casual, just kind of chit-chatting. But if you want to come chit-chat over on Threads, I think it's Knitwit Yarn Shop there too.
Yeah, great. And Threads is a very fiber-related word, so that makes sense.
It is. It's very fun. There's lots of fiber artists over there already. And you mentioned we were in Portland on Saturday.
Yes.
So just want to talk about what we did Saturday before that too, just for fun.
Yeah, but I'm also going to talk about it. Yes. Sure. Yes, let's start there. Yeah.
I'm very confused where you're going. So we went to the theater. I have tickets to the theater show, musical theater shows that are coming to Portland this season, and Julie and I went to see Come From Away.
Yeah, it was great.
Saturday, it was amazing. I had so much fun. It was, I mean, the music was great, the story was great. It's about the town in Newfoundland,
Gander,
Newfoundland, where 38 planes had been diverted.
Yeah,
basically doubled the population of the town on 9/11 because they closed U.S. airspace, and so all these planes had to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. So these people from all around the world landed in Gander, and the people there took them in and took care of them. And man, it was just such a moving story.
Yeah,
All with the backdrop of kind of the 9/11 attacks, which was just brought back all kinds of crazy memories and feelings, and it's a very emotional show too.
Yeah, and amazing singers and musicians,
and dancing,
great performance. Yeah,
yeah, and people playing like many different parts, and I just believed them the whole time.
Yeah,
you know, just they just did such a good job just by changing
their
hats.
They just like put glasses on,
right?
They're a different person.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me a few minutes to realize that the guy playing the Muslim and Kevin were the same person.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, it was so silly that, like, he wasn't even trying to hide it. He was just, like, putting the hat on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, those are different people. I was just so into it. It was so good.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. So what do you want to work on next?
I've got what do I want to say? They're basically crafts is what I put down, but weaving and then rug hooking.
Nice.
Yeah. So I really need to. I've been looking at stuff on Facebook. I'm in some groups, like trying to get.
Have you gotten the loom yet?
No, the big loom, no, yeah. But I still have my Cricut. So. Okay.
I've been looking at my, I have a Rigitetta loom as well, mm-hmm. that's yeah. Chuck designed for me, mm-hmm. And built, and we just kind of, it needed a few more tweaks, and then we got mm-hmm. distracted, and so it's up there, yeah. not being used.
Yeah.
So, yes. So.
You'll get.
I will.
I know, what I did get was a stand, and I haven't even put the stand together, so as soon as I put that stand together, though, I guarantee I'm going to start.
I am.
Because I figured out that maybe the reason I wasn't using it was that I would have to find a table that was the exact right height and mm-hmm. clamp it. That's right. And not put anything else on that stand? Table. Yeah, oh, I did. Cool. So that was as far as I got.
Yeah, that's what I did with my sock machine.
Yes.
Which is what I wanted to talk about is something. Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing a jogless join on the next color here. There we go. Ta-da. And... yeah, so my thing is making socks on my sock machine. Mm-hmm. So I believe it was after we recorded last month.
Yes, it was.
I went to sock school. I was schooled in the way of socks.
I hope you towed the line.
I went to Good Karma Farm in Bridgeton, Maine, which mm-hmm. is where I bought my sock machine from. Mm-hmm. And I took a class with Jim, who mm-hmm. is one of the owners. And he taught me how to make socks on my sock machine, which was yeah. great because so cool. it doesn't seem like it should be that hard, but it was. there is a lot to learn and a lot of pieces, and just like yeah. the understanding your machine is so important. And I spent several hours with him. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so since then I've practiced. I've made a few startup bonnets, mm-hmm. which is basically the thing you put on the sock machine to start, basically.
Yeah, which confused me because I'm like, no, a bonnet is a hat.
No, it's basically looks like just a circle, but you can mm-hmm. make it like partially like a sock. So it's mm-hmm. sort of practice to make a sock.
Yeah.
So I made a couple of those, and surprisingly, like the hardest part is the manual Kitchenering for me after, yeah. which is weird because I know how to Kitchener.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but it's weird because you don't end up with your stitches on two needles that you can do like the normal yeah. Kitchener with.
Yeah.
You end up with your... Okay, so a couple things. One mm-hmm. is the... normally when you knit socks, your seam to close up the toe where you're going to Kitchener if you're going top down is mm-hmm. across the front. So if this yeah. is your foot, it's like across the front.
Yeah.
When you make it on a sock machine, it's over the top. More it's like it toe. Would be from a...
Yeah, like yours.
Like, yeah, so I'm wearing...
You don't want to put your foot on the table?
No, not with my those socks.
Because I did that last time. These are store-bought
socks. I know, but those were... It's a different... Yes. These are store-bought socks. So, yes, across the top, like store-bought socks is where yeah. it's going to end up. Yeah. And to get it off the machine...
Like here. Yeah. Like yes. this. This is my foot, right?
This is my foot yeah. going this yeah. way. I'm not sticking yeah. my foot in the air.
Yeah.
anyway, so... Yeah, and then to get it off the machine, you run it with waste yarn, mm-hmm. and then you pull it off. So mm-hmm. then you've got your stitches on waste yarn, so you have yeah. to kind of, then you just, it seems like it should be easier.
Can you put those stitches on two needles at that point so that it's more
So I tried to do it a step before that,
yeah.
and I skipped the waste yarn and just tried to pop them off and put them on my needle, and that yeah. took me forever, and it yeah. made a huge mess. So that was, yeah. that was a no-go. Mm-hmm. So that'll be the next thing I try is if I can just weave a needle through there yeah. instead of trying to do it directly to the,
yeah,
just with my tapestry needle, mm-hmm. put like knitting needles through there and then yeah. do a normal Kitchener. I don't know. I don't know why this is the hardest part for me. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It just takes, right. it takes some concentration and a little bit yeah. of time. But yeah, I've got a bunch of yarns in there that I've wound onto cones mm-hmm. because it works better if it's coming off a cone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have like the friction of a
yeah.
of a cake or a ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice. Yeah, that's what I want to work on.
Yay.
So. Great.
Yes. Can't wait to see the socks.
Yes. Me too. All right. Shop talk. Yeah.
Let's talk some shop.
Yay. All right. So we've mentioned before, but it bears repeating. The retreat, 2024, which is now. We're in 2024.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
We got to get on that.
But retreat will be in June.
Yes. Okay. And we've got our teachers lined up. We've got Alicia Plummer, Bristol Ivy, and Casapinka.
Yep.
ABC, if you need help remembering.
Yes.
And we're working on food. Delicious catering.
I'm working on food. Yes. Yep.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes.
And I guess we can talk about some of the classes that I can remember now. Let's see. Alicia is going to teach us from sheep to
shawl.
I don't know if we're going all the way to the shawl.
Yeah.
Just basically how to process and spin, you know. She's going to bring in a fleece. She's going to teach us about, like, what happens. You know, if you're wondering where your yarn comes from, you know, how do you get from the fleece to yarn?
From a sheep to a sweater.
Yes. Yeah. And there will be sheep there. We could go and, like, have a little field trip and see the sheep wearing their fleece.
So cute.
And, yes. So she's going to show us that. We're going to learn a little bit of drop spinning with the fleece that we processed there. Yeah. So that's just a lot of fun if you're just interested in, like, a little more of where your yarn comes from.
Yeah.
And let's see, which other classes can I remember? She's also got a finishing class. So, you know, finishing, you spend hours and hours and hours knitting your garment. And then there's, like, seam the edges. Okay. It's like one line and you're like, well, okay.
Yeah, I have strong opinions about that.
I know.
Okay, interesting.
So she's going to teach us.
Yeah.
Excuse me, some ways to do that.
Let's see, and what was my journey when I did this?
What are you doing?
I want to see how I seamed this. Oh, I knitted it in the round.
Okay. Yeah, so there's different ways you can seam. It's worth it to spend a little bit of time to do it nicely because you've spent so much time on the knitting. You might as well, like, make it look
finished. I feel really strongly about that. And I feel like it's almost like some designs even want you to just, like, whip stitch it together.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I spent half my life making the sweater. I'm at least going to do a nice, a nice back stitch or something.
Yeah. So she's going to teach us a few methods to do that.
Great.
So that's two. We'll tell you about more later. And I might have told you on a prior one, but that's probably good. They're all written out on the website. If you go out to knitwitportland.com and click on the retreat, you can see all the details of the classes and sign up now because classes are limited. Got a couple of Bristol's classes, which are almost full. So if you're interested in those, make sure you sign up early. And
she's probably talking about shawl shapes, things like that.
Bristol's classes are going to make me do them all now. If I do both of Bristol's, I have to do Casapinka. All right. So Bristol is doing an intro to Intarsia.
Yeah.
And an intro to brioche.
Okay.
So if you want to learn some new stuff. Oh, and then Casapinka. Casapinka is doing a design your own shawl.
Okay.
And knit your first sweater.
Okay. Cool.
I was able to do it. Look at that.
Yeah.
I think it's a design your own shawl or a cowl. I don't remember. It's a design class. And then so kind of like if you're more beginner or more, or you just want to hang out with Casapinka for 3 hours.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I know, she's so much fun. They all are.
They all are, yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
Yes.
And then what I mentioned the other day on Facebook Live. So my daughter is getting married. She just got engaged.
Yay.
Which is very exciting. And my son will be graduating high school, hopefully. Yay. And those things are both happening in June of 2025. So, it's going to be hard for me to also put on a retreat and do those two things. So,
I said, why wouldn't Cassie just want to get married at a yarn retreat? But apparently, that's not what she wants.
Yeah. I haven't asked her yet. She hasn't been home yet. So, we can...
Yeah, let's try.
Yeah, she's at a volleyball tournament right now.
Wouldn't that be awesome, guys? Because, I know you wanted to invite all your friends.
Doing it there because that doesn't give me one more thing to do. So there may not be a retreat. Yes, you can do the whole thing.
I'll do this.
And not do it in June, and then it'll be great. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to have the bandwidth to do a 2025 retreat, unless we do a different month or something, but still, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, which I think we should discuss. But the important message is, this is the year, guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't registered yet, please register. Because this definitely, if you want to get in, you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to do it this year or next year. You're going to want to do it this year because not quite sure yet about next year. Right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep. All right. And then the subscription box that I am so excited about. We are doing, this is going to be a quarterly box and you're going to be able to sign up in the next month or two. And I'm not sure when it'll happen, but the first box will be coming out beginning of May, I believe. Nice. And Bristol Ivy, who's brilliant at designing, is making the pattern for us, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be a surprise when you open it. We'll do box openings and everything together. And then Rachel from On the Round has dyed some amazing colors, plural.
So you can for that only box. Get these here.
Yes. Yep. Right. This will be the only place you can get it is through this subscription box. There's going to be a lot of yarn in this first box, so I'm not sure there's going to be other stuff with it. But in future months, if there's like a little bit less yarn, I would put in some other fun goodies. Like it's basically, subscribe if you want to get yourself a gift. If you have,
and you're worth it.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You may, I don't know if you're busy, like we are, like we work full time, right? And we do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a ton of time to research, and you may not either, like, research what are the coolest new things coming out, and if you, you know, don't, some people are nervous about putting colors together, and do they, how do they look?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to do all that work for you, and this is going to be a, you know, grab it, it's going to be beautiful, you can open it up, and it's like a gift for you once a quarter, so you should have plenty of time to knit it before the next one comes out.
And some, it kind of takes that, like, you might be the kind of person who enjoys this, but sometimes, like, for me, for the weaving, I almost want to just buy a kit, because I know it's going to get me there closer, because there's a little bit of a hurdle to getting started. So, some people don't need it, but sometimes having a kit is just, you're really busy, you know you want to make something, here it is, it's this amazing kit, it's been curated for you, and it's got everything you need, so just pick it up and go.
Exactly. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, and this isn't, I mean, beginners are welcome. We're going to have tutorials and stuff, but this isn't, there aren't going to be super simple projects either. You're going to learn some things, so have a little bit of faith, and we will hold your hand through any tricky bits, but like, these are like luxury kits, so looking forward to sharing what we've got planned.
Yay.
These colors are so amazing. I love them for this
wait
first
to see.
Box.
Yeah.
So, yes, the best way to get more information, right now there is a waiting list on the website, so knitwitportland.com, and click on subscription box, and there is a landing page there where you can put your name and your email in, and the people on the waiting list are going to get first dibs. So these will be limited because I am having the yarn dyed right now, and once they're gone, they're gone. We're not going to get more. So if you want to be first in line to get your name on that list.
Well, maybe not first, but if you want to get on that list.
If you want to get on the list, everyone on the list, regardless of when you got there, will know first.
Yeah.
We'll give them a day or two, and then I'll open it up to like the rest of our subscribers and put it out other places. So this will give you an edge if you're on this list.
Yeah.
To make sure you get it.
Nice.
So, I'm so excited.
Yay.
All right. Yeah. So then we have some making stuff here before we end.
Yes.
What are you making?
Well, I was going to carry on from the come from away topic. That's where I was going with that.
Because
I had a crazy day on Saturday.
You did.
Yeah.
That was,
like,
I remember, yeah.
Half of it, normally it would be like the whole day was us, but it ended up being half of my day was us.
Yes.
Because I
And that was late when you dropped me off.
Yeah, so. This is going to day I'm going to look back at some point and go, how did I, what? So what we do, we started off, we met at Subway.
Yeah, of course. Of course. As you do for your fun adventures.
Yeah. I drove to Portland in a flood.
Yes, that was quite a flood too.
Literally a flood. Wondering if that car in front of us made it or if they're just like still there.
Yeah, probably. We weren't even at the worst part of it either. No, I mean, I feel bad for those people down on the piers.
Yeah. So, and then we saw Come From Away set in Newfoundland, where they're wearing like the yellow rain slickers and everything. So that made sense. So we saw a performance. Then we went to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I filmed you doing Facebook Live.
Yes.
So I filmed a performance.
You did.
If you think about it that way. Okay. I didn't think about this part until today. Then, so while I was in Subway, I get a message saying, would you like to be in an online improv show tonight? And I miss it so much. This is Comedy Sports Portland, Oregon. And I was like, oh, I can't because I'm doing this. I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute. I can because their call time when I have to be online is 6 p.m. West Coast time,
yeah.
So 9 p.m. our time, that's fine. We went to see a matinee. I'll be fine. So by the time we came back, then I started getting messages saying, help, we need someone for a show in Augusta for stand-up comedy. And I won't say how much, but it was a paying...
It's not that close to Portland.
It's not that close. It was a paying show. It was going to be about an hour from Wyndham in normal weather.
Yeah.
So I was like... should I do it? This is crazy. Why am I doing it? But I was talking to them, and they're like, it's a 10-minute set. You can drive up and just drive back if you have to. And I did. So, dear viewer / listener, I drove from my house in Poland to Wyndham.
Don't forget about the fun trip to BJ's in the middle.
Yes. Then we went to see the matinee. Then we went to Knitwit, bought some yarn, filmed a live. Went to BJ's, which is like Costco.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a big wholesale store. Got gas and food and snacks and stuff.
And a big TV.
And a big TV, yes. A 50-inch TV.
Because I needed one.
For Jen. So then, put that in my car. Drove back to Wyndham. Moved all that stuff over from my car to Jen's car. And then I drove from Wyndham to Augusta. I did, and I arrived like with 15 minutes to spare.
I went home and went to sleep, I think. I don't know what I did after that.
I did a stand-up set for a room of maybe 150 people.
Wow.
So
I hadn't heard the rest of the story yet, so.
So that was good. Thank you guys for having me. It was great. And then I stood around for like another 15 minutes, and then I drove home, and then I greeted my dogs, and got changed into my uniform, because we have uniforms of Comedy Sports,
mm-hmm.
and changed into my red team uniform, and set up my home studio so that I could film myself doing an online Zoom or Facebook Live, again, match, but this time I was performing. So I saw a performance, I filmed a performance, I did stand-up comedy, and I did improv. Stand-up comedy live in front of people, and improv via Zoom over the airways, as it were. All in one day. So around midnight, I was done. I was done.
So why is this in the making stuff section?
Because I was making comedy.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
And
it's still creations.
Yeah, okay.
And especially improv, you make it up as you go along. So.
Right.
So yeah, it was a fun day, and it was also a crazy day that I'd like to document somewhere else.
And the benefit for me riding around with her during all this is she was rehearsing her jokes on me.
Yes.
So that was fun.
Got a little bit of feedback, mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yep. And
what about your making stuff?
I've been spinning, so I've been making yarn.
Yeah.
I'm still on my sweater that I've been working on for a while, so nothing mm-hmm. too new there. Working through the dark color. Remember, I had mm-hmm. split up the fleece into three different colors. I finished the lighter two
mm-hmm.
fairly quickly because there wasn't as much, and now it's as dark. Chocolate brown, which is amazingly gorgeous, and I love it.
Oh.
But I'm running it through my drum carder, and I found that if I, brush the locks a little bit before I put them through the drum carder, mm-hmm. they get a little smoother, and the spinning goes faster. I don't have to stop and pick stuff out all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm getting better at it, I think. Hopefully my singles are getting more consistent, and mm-hmm. then I'll ply them up, and then finish them, and then I'll be able to start knitting. Yay. So, but yeah, I've got all these like gorgeous hand-dyed braids upstairs too that I really want to get started on, mm-hmm. and maybe make some sock yarn out of them, mm-hmm. so I can do them up on my sock machine.
Yeah.
I really need to not be working. I've got so many projects I want to do, but you know, it pays for the projects, so I guess I'll stick with it for a little while.
Well, and sometimes I've got to say, sometimes on a conference call I really can knit.
Mm-hmm.
Not always.
Definitely.
So, but that is good. That is
yeah, good. I think I really want to revamp the world to allow, make it less, I don't know, it's not really a stigma, but in some situations it kind of has that like, oh,
you're not paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like at least in like Wyndham, mm-hmm. people now can like go into a restaurant and see us knitting there and not think it's weird because we've been doing it for 4 years or whatever, how long we've been playing trivia and knitting. And the thing is
that we've been winning.
We win a lot while we play trivia and knit at the same time. So,
so that's proving something.
Yeah.
It proves that. And you, they're psychologically, you know, what does it do? It takes away that side of the brain that likes to, that otherwise I think would get distracted.
And play with your phone. And
And then that allows me to concentrate on what the question is and what the answer is,
mm-hmm.
Even while I'm knitting. Even though Scott will still go, get ready, because you need to put, you know, you need to hit the thing to show
that one's a little different just because of the speed rounds.
Yeah.
If it's one where we think we're going to know the answer really fast and be the first one to buzz in, then
You have to kind of drop it, but
But I think I'm confident enough in my knitting that I can just, like, in the middle of a stitch, just drop it and not be like, well, my stitches are going to run, especially, oh my goodness, look how not a lot of yarn I have left. What round is this? 1, 2, I have 4. All right, this is my last round.
Okay.
Yeesh.
Oh, really? Yeah, you're fine then. This one.
I hope so. That's not much. I'm going to knit faster.
Yeah, no, I
just started this round.
Backwards. Yeah. I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
We shall see. We will find out.
But I don't think we're going to get to the end by this.
End you of think?
This. I don't know. I think
I can talk slower.
Do you have any more fun anecdotes for... for anything while I finish this round so they can know if we made it or not.
Oh, yeah, because we've already done the getting technical.
Yeah.
I feel like there was something else to do with this that I was going to talk about, but I can't remember now.
I don't think so. I think sitting here going, is not going to entertain them enough.
I know. I really want to get to the color work section of my mittens, too.
Yeah. Well, why don't you read our closing bit while I finish here, and we'll see.
Okay, we'll see how we get to. We'll check back in, so stay tuned.
For the next 10 seconds.
You have almost come to the end of another main yarn. You can find the show notes at knitwitportland.com. Just click on Main Yarn Podcast. We need to thank our sponsor, as always, Knitwit, mm-hmm. Knitwit Yarn Shop. And
there is something else.
There is something else. Oh, this just in. Yeah.
That reminds me, we watched Good Morning Vietnam recently.
Oh, yeah.
And he does that, like, does something interesting with his throat. Anyway, it was a good movie. So the t-shirt is the 2023 design.
Sorry. Come on. We need to know.
I'm almost there.
It's the 2023 design.
This is the 2023 design. That means...
Oh, yeah, the bear. So, it's 2024.
There's
going to
be a 2024 design.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, what will it be?
I'm not telling. Chuck said I should start, like, dropping some hints, though. So watch our social media and see if, you might see a little part of it.
The see bags, you a little part of it?
No, that was... Okay. No, just that I might put
ignore
something out
mine.
There.
Yeah.
It's not a seal.
That's your first hint. It's not a seal.
There you go.
Okay.
It is an animal.
Seals
How about
would be
that?
Great, though.
I think there was a seal before, back when Susie owned the shop.
I love seals because they're basically dogs.
Wet dogs.
Yes.
So there may be hints coming out, but the new bag will be first thing that drops, and the t-shirts and everything. But I'm waiting for the bags. They're being handmade over in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And they're going to be same-ish size as the bear bags if you got one this year, but they're going to have a pocket inside, a hanging pocket.
Oh, good.
And a gusset on the top with a zipper. So What?
You keep talking with your head.
Sorry.
You're like, there's a gust of, they're like, keep knitting. I need to know. Yes,
I think we're going to be good. I got like four stitches left.
The other thing I want to point out is that we haven't mentioned that this lovely blue in the background is Sebago Lake. We've pointed it out on other podcasts, but not in a wintry one, I think.
I made it. We're done.
Yay!
And that much left.
You've literally come to the end of another main yarn. Like, this is the first time you've literally stayed to the end and come to the end of another main yarn. Look at that. That's amazing.
Mid-February, I think the bags will be available.
Okay, great.
So, there you go. Thank you for watching. If you made it all this way, we really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Happy knitting. Bye.